Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 59, with Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast. Don't want to brag, but I'm going to boast, so give a toast with the coach with the most. All right, baby, before we introduce our guest returning to the show, we're proud and honored to have him back for part two, but let me introduce my co-host. This guy will take you to the sky. Because his name is Sign Guy. He's going to make you high, make you want to fly, baby. I don't have to lie. Let me tell you why. He might be better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. Sign Guy, how you doing? Why don't you introduce our guest?
Doing all right tonight, Coach. Doing all right. Let's jump into things here.
Yes, do it, baby.
Well, Coach, we have with us our guest from the other day. There were technical shenanigans afoot.
Exactly. Yes, the war chief, Sumate Wopla. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing good. We're proud and honored to have you back. And we do have an email question. They wanted to know, Sumate, how do you pronounce your name yourself?
Sumate Wokla.
Oh, just like I said. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, let me give you over to Sign Guy for a minute.
All right, thank you, Coach. Well, my question to you before the technical difficulties snafu things the other day, we're seeing right now a huge explosion of pro wrestling at the national level with WWE on Fox Network and USA Network. Wow, Women of Wrestling is running at the CW and CBS affiliates, depending on the area. You have Impact Wrestling in New Japan, both on Access TV. You have AEW on TNT and TBS. Do you think right now that the national scene is as healthy as it has ever been with all this wrestling at the national level, or do you think maybe it's too much saturation in the marketplace, or do you think that there's room for even more potentially?
As far as health-wise, I mean, it's healthy and still growing. Depending on which direction it grows is another thing. I think it has a potential to increase its market, not decrease. It shouldn't decrease. It will, I think it will only grow. I just hope it goes in the right direction. I think everyone coming into the business should remember the ways of the business.
Now, do you personally follow the national companies and what they're doing to get a feel for what the industry is doing, or do you focus mainly on the independent scene and what you're doing on it?
Both. I've got friends all over, so I like to keep an eye out. And then you got your scouts and everybody, so you want to go to the correct indie shows and independent promotions areas where they have scouts and people looking, and then you have your own personal places that you want to be. So, I mean.
Oh. The buzz in the industry the last several days is the fallout from CM Punk being fired at AEW. It seems like it drew a line in the sand in the wrestling industry. Some people are on the side of AEW and Tony Khan. Some people sided with CM Punk. There's a lot of strong opinions out there right now. Where do you fall in that whole situation?
Okay, like I don't even know the whole situation because I try to stay out of that shit. But from what I gather is another worker had said something to him before he exited the curtain, correct? He got into it before going out to his match?
Essentially... At All Out, Jack Perry made a comment on camera during the course of his match that he was using real glass, which was stemming from when CM Punk stopped him from using real glass in a hardcore match a week or two before that. There were words exchanged once Jack Perry got to the back, and then some sort of altercation happened.
Okay, my understanding was Perry had said something before Punk and Samoa Joe had to go do their thing, and Samoa Joe had to cool the whole thing off. I don't know the whole thing. I know that one, a younger talent doesn't tell a veteran just about anything. Two, being a veteran, you should know when and where. You don't just do it out in public. If you need to talk to someone or handle anything, you do it behind closed doors. You do it everything you're supposed to do professionally. And I don't know CM Punk personally. I do know that not a whole lot of professionalism.
Now, the other day, very shortly before this incident, CM Punk was at the CAC where he received an award, and by all accounts from people that attended, he was extremely well-received, very well-liked by the people that were attending CAC, made a good representation of himself. The CAC over the years has had some ups and downs. Some people left the CAC. A lot of people still really fully believe in what the CAC does. Do you personally deal with the CAC very much and attend the reunions?
I used to go to the CACs when someone else used to be a part of it. Now, I just talked to Rich Engling today about getting back. I was supposed to be there this year, and I will be attending next year.
Awesome.
Rich, the one that handles all that.
Now, the CAC's primary mission is a benevolence fund. They were designed to help wrestlers that had fallen on hard times or had become ill and needed help paying the medical bills, things of that nature. It still does that, and it still does a lot of good work, but the reunion has almost become bigger than that because they opened up the reunion to not only independent people, but fans as well to attend, so a lot of people see the CAC as more of a fan convention than anything. Do you think that the CAC is still on the right track as far as being able to help people and do the benevolence fund, or do you think that they've kind of lost what their actual mission was over the years?
Well, I think they lost it, and I think they might be on the right path now on getting back to that. I stopped going for a number of years. I think the last time I had went was in, I want to say before 2012, I stopped going. So I had reached out and talked to Rich and to get going this year, and we weren't able to do anything about it this year, but I'll be there next year.
Now, in the independent scene, we talked about it a little day about how with streaming services and things of that nature, YouTube, there's a lot more exposure to independent wrestling. A lot of times at the independent level, things like etiquette and professionalism and knowing how to use social media are not things taught at wrestling schools, and it usually can reflect on a lot of independent wrestlers when out of sheer ignorance that they do things wrong and reflect badly on the promotion. Do you think that wrestling schools should be teaching courses in just etiquette for the locker room and using social media wisely, things like that, or do you think that that's something the individual performers should be learning on their own?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. Before, when we were coming up in the business, it wasn't so much that they would teach us about social media, because there wasn't a whole lot of social media back then, right? 20 years ago, this wasn't a problem. And I say problem because it could become a problem. Now you got all these ears and eyes on you, and people don't know how to handle that. People don't know how to conduct themselves. People post whatever, and it could be harmful to themselves, harmful to the promotions they work for, or their trainers, people that they reflect upon. So most definitely they should be taught in their schools about internet, social media, as well as their interviews and promos. I mean, a lot of places don't even do promo classes. That was a main staple before. Now you don't got that going on, and I don't understand that, because to get people's attention to a match, you got to do what? You got to draw them in, so you're going to have to cut a promo. And you got a lot of these people out here on social media I can't cut a promo. Or doing them out of their cars or whatever. And it's ridiculous. It makes everyone look bad. It makes us look cheap.
Now, when you were training in professional wrestling, did they have formal promo classes like some promotions do now where they focus strictly on promos and record and dissect guys doing promos, or was it more something you may have learned, but it was not really a formal part of the curriculum?
It was a formal, but it wasn't recorded and dissected. It was dissected on hand, kind of like a shoot. You know, we're going to give you time, place, and date, and here's your opponent. Give me a shoot promo. Now, I don't want to hear what you're going to do. I don't want to hear cuss words, because those aren't what the fans want to know. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to kill them or whatever. I mean, that's so generic. Be original in an industry that's not original anymore. You got to stand out. If you want to draw anyone in, capture someone's imagination, get their emotions. Those are the things you got to do. And the first step in that is they're going to hear you talk. They want to hear what you have to say, what you stand for, what you believe in. And whether heel or face, you got to make them believe these things.
Very, very true. Well, at this point, I am going to pass things over to Coach Mike. I'm going to jump off of here, but I want to wish you very well in the continuation of your career, and hopefully we'll get to cross paths at some point.
All right. Thank you very much. And
hold on a second.
Yeah, Coach.
Sanjay, you got another 2 minutes to give all your plugs. You got a whole bunch of stuff going on the fans would love to hear about.
Okay, here we go. You can find me on the Book of Faces, the X, the Gram. You can find Chickamauga on all those social medias as well. You can find me on Saturday night. I'll be in Port Orchard, Washington for CPW. The following week I will be in this coming Saturday I will be in nearby Key Peninsula Civic Center for Northwest Pro. The following Saturday I'll be in Port Orchard for CPW. The week after that, on the 23rd, I will be in Arlington, Washington, also for CPW, as we present Pajama Jam. All the people in the Mirkwood will be in their pajamas, apparently. That's the thing that we're going to do. Also, coming up on Turnbuckle Turmoil, Gary Morgenstein coming up this week on Sign Guys Wrestling Show on Friday afternoon. He's going to be discussing his days at PWI, as well as his third installment in his Dystopian Future Baseball series. Also on this coming Sunday, we have Mick Karch, former AWA and AWF play-by-play man. Hugely excited for that. That's pretty much what I got, Coach.
And then what about Chicken Bob and the Sign of the Times?
The Sign of the Times, episode 595, came out yesterday, as well as 594, which was slightly delayed due to technical issues, but they're both available now. And you can find Chicken Bob on the Gram, the Book of Faces, the X. He's all over the place. He's very socially active for a chicken.
Okay, we appreciate your time, and we got some dates for Sumite for Turnbuckle. 3 dates you gave me, and then I'll try to get one of those booked tonight for us.
Fantastic. Just let me know, Coach.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
And then, War Chief Sumate, please tell us what you have coming up.
Let's see here. On the 17th of September, I have Northwest Texas. But before that, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada for WUW, World Underground Wrestling.
Awesome.
And we go a couple weeks after that, we go to New Mexico to DW Wrestling. Following week after that, we go back to Canada. We go to Thresh Wrestling.
I'm excited to see that footage there. Yes, definitely. All your footage.
Oh, yeah. We've had some interesting matches there, most definitely. That one is VIPW with Mad Dog was pretty crazy. I did a Michinoku driver off a stage through a table.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. But I
awesome.
Got
okay.
That tour all the way into early October. Then I'll be coming back here. And then the 14th and the 15th, I'll be in L.A. for my own company. I got a back-to-back tag team tournament that I'm putting on for Native Ways Entertainment.
Right on.
So
okay, cool.
Doing that. And then later that month, I go to San Diego to do what? I know it's a loser show. I don't want to get their name wrong. That would be horrible.
Okay, yeah.
Baja Stars? Lucha Libre? Yeah, Baja Stars USA, Lucha Libre, in San Diego.
Okay. Yeah, we want to hear. You got them all the way through the year. We got time, brother.
Man, I might. I got to find out what's going on with them, but we'll see if I'll be going to Utah to STF on the 4th, and then we should be going back to Canada. There's a lot
nice.
Of that. In between the Big West and Thrash.
Okay,
yeah,
right on.
December 1st, all the way up to December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'll be going in between here and Vancouver. After that, I should be going back to Tokyo.
Nice, okay, cool. And then how do people contact you?
You can reach me at my email, hellsent.js@gmail.com, or a simple direct message for Sumate Wokwa / Facebook, Instagram, or any of my other social medias.
Okay, and then do you have your YouTube channel?
You know, I do, but I really don't pay attention to it. I will be honest with you.
Okay. So you don't know the name of it?
No, it's
okay.
It's in the tablecloth.
Okay,
everything
so
is under the gimmick.
Okay, yes. And then what if people want to see your schedule? Is it on Facebook mainly?
Facebook mainly. It's usually on my main page. I keep everything there.
Okay.
I try to update it as much as possible, but I just ask that people be patient with me in between wrestling, training, and some indigenous activism. I stay really, really busy. So.
And then do you have a family that you live with, or just on your own?
I try to keep that to myself.
Okay, that's cool. All right, and then let's see.
But I would like to speak on something.
Okay.
With everything that I do, with my gear and everything, it all holds meaning. The red sashes that I wear stand for MMIWR. That's the Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women and Relatives.
Mm.
I don't know if you know about that.
Yes, I do. I have heard about that. And actually, only in the last five years for sure, but more, it keeps, as the years go by, it seems to come up more. So I see. At least it seems like they're trying to do more stuff about it.
I've put on multiple charity shows and fundraisers for them and the cause in between here in Arizona, Nebraska, California. So if there's anybody listening, any indigenous people that would like to get together, message me on one of those links that was mentioned, and we could try to do something for that cause, most definitely. Another thing
awesome. Is
that the orange flags that I wear are for the missing children.
Right on. Okay, what a blessing. Yes. All right, nice. That's amazing. Okay, and then speaking of Cauliflower Alley, I'm blessed to be a lifetime member and been there numerous times, hoping to go next time. Sign Guy hasn't made it there yet, so I'm hoping Sign Guy can go next time too. And now that we know that you're most likely going to be there, we're definitely going to up getting our tickets faster than we normally would. I can tell you that right now.
That's right. I'm trying to get a bunch of other people to come along with me. Hopefully, I can get Gary Wolf to come with me. That'd be cool.
Yes, it would. Yes, and then, of course, you know, I've wrestled down there a bunch of times, and nice to get us a match going down there, you know. Jeez.
Yeah, the last time that I was at Cauliflower Alley, I ended up wrestling during the show, so it was cool to wrestle in front of everyone.
Okay, so yes, Sign Guy and I would like to get you booked on Turnbuckle Turmoil, the show that Sign Guy is the host of and I'm the co-host of. It's Sundays at 1:00 Pacific, and we do have three open dates: October 15th, 22nd, and 29th. If you could look up if you're available for one of those and let us know as soon as possible.
Okay, you said October?
Yeah, October 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Actually, I sent you a message on Facebook.
October
15th? 22nd and 29th. Well, 1:00 Pacific.
So what is that, 3 for me?
If you're in Texas, yeah, that's 3.
Okay, say California.
California is the same time as us. The
same
as Arizona. Yeah, yeah. So.
So, Yeah, we could do that on the 15th.
Okay, cool. I'll get that to the sign guy and nice, and then we can continue. Okay, cool. And then now, hey, what schools out there would you suggest for the fans, or not just for the fans? Some fans might be thinking about getting into wrestling, and then of course there's people who want to be wrestlers. Schools would you suggest for them?
Well, it really depends on your area. I would suggest looking in your area and finding the most reputable people that you can find. If you're in the Texas area, I would look up Dog Pound Wrestling, Rodney Mack. That's one that I would suggest. California, Best of the West Wrestling. That's Mike Rain's promotion. If you're in Southern California, I would look up Robbie Phoenix for any American or Lucha training. They're all really old school. They're talented and skilled in their professions. They'll be able to teach you the right way and keep you from doing the wrong shit.
Nice. Right on. Okay. Awesome advice there. Okay. And then what suggestions would you give people for wanting to get into the business?
Well, really, a lot of misconceptions are like, I'm going to get in here and I'm going to get rich. I'm going to get money. I'm going to do this. And for one, when you get in this, stop with the mindset that I'm going to get. Like, it's good to set goals for yourself, but when you come in with the mindset of already wanting and expecting, that expectation is a killer. Just come in and soak things up. Speak to as many veterans as you can, people that have been in the business for multiple years and are still working, ones that are still busy, still performing, not ones that are just hanging around the locker room. I mean, still actively training, traveling, and doing their thing. Not ones that people
exactly
feel sorry for.
So, okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That the handout, oh, bro, I got a spot for you. You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness,
you
yeah.
You don't want to be that guy. So getting into the business, I would definitely go talk to them, soak up some of their knowledge, you know, and steady footage. Study lots of footage. The first year, 2 years of your wrestling career, don't get out of that ring. Live in it. Stay in that wrestling ring. Because you'll have plenty of time to travel and do all that stuff. But the first year, just really try to hone your craft. Be humble. Don't think that you're owed shit from this business, because you're not. When you come into wrestling all through your wrestling career, till the day you stop, you owe it. Because it's a fact. You owe these fans that pay their whatever amount, their $20 tickets, you know what I mean? Their $25
yeah.
shirt price for their crummy seats.
Yeah,
all the way
yeah.
if you make it to the top. Man, you still owe them. You owe the fans. The fans make you. Without the fans, you're nothing.
Exactly. Yes, that's
so,
great advice there.
I think that's something that a lot of wrestlers now forget.
They do, and, you know, like, I know myself from promoting shows, and sometimes you have a, you know, around here it's sort of different. It seemed like half the wrestlers in the Northwest, even now, I haven't promoted in years around here, but they would, like, all they want to do is just show up and wrestle. They don't promote at all. They don't tell anybody they're coming. They don't do anything for your show except show up.
Exactly.
And then it's horrible. And then I got my own interview segment too, Sumate, where I'm going to go out of my way to cut a promo with this guy that so he can get a promo in and advertise him. And then how do they get a hold of him and what's he got coming up? And guess what happens? He doesn't even like the video or share it. And I'm like, how would you not like your own video or share it?
Well, the thing
is, I can't believe it.
If you're working for a company, how are you not going to share and support the show that's supporting you? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If you're just showing up for an envelope, then you're what's wrong with this business. You don't need to be in it.
Amazing, huh?
You need to be doing security or taking the tickets or at the food stand. You don't need to be a wrestler.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, man, you've wrestled a lot of legends in the business. Many. Who are some of the best wrestlers you've wrestled?
That's kind of a hard one. I will say one of the funnest, and I say funnest because it was really odd. Tonga Kid.
Tonga Kid was an odd one.
We did a match really early in my career, and I didn't know that he had retina surgery before the match, and something happened with his eye. Like it had came out or something during the match, and it was something else. Kind of freaked me out.
Okay, wow. And then what about, like, technical wrestlers you faced?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a hard one.
I'd be willing to bet Marty could be up there since he's up there in general.
Well, definitely. Definitely. But I've also did a little bit of training with Timothy Thatcher, Drake Younger. Really, really
Sweet.
Skilled,
okay.
Deep, way beyond
okay.
me. I'll be
okay.
very humble and very honest.
Okay, yes. And then,
you know, I will. His name, he's on the independent scene. His name is Rick Luxury.
Okay.
He is legally blind.
Wow. Okay.
But he has, I've never seen him miss a leg drop from the top rope ever.
Wow.
He is a very all around skilled performer, on and off the mic, in the ring, technically sound. He's an awesome worker.
Wow, man, and so I would imagine he's not out there just doing handicap wrestling. He's wrestling in your ordinary wrestling leagues.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, because my buddies told me about they got Japan is really into handicap wrestling, and they got these people like with no legs and stuff doing backflips and stuff.
What is his name? We used to, I used to train with a guy with one leg, and Harry something. I can't remember what he goes by, but he wrestles in Hood Slam now out of Oakland, California. Very technically sound. Like, amazing. He trained with me and an ex-tag partner of mine, which I will not know his name because I just don't care that much about him.
Damn. Okay,
but,
yeah.
That guy blew my mind with as much skill as he had. And I'm sure he's 20 times better now.
Dang, okay, cool. All right, and then let's see. Since you've wrestled some of the best wrestlers, who's probably the toughest wrestlers you've wrestled?
Brick Savage was tough. Buki from Japan was tough. I'd say anyone that could just take one of my forearms to the mouth and give me one back.
You're giving them credit right there. Yeah, you know better. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If you could give me a good exchange, and I let you set the pace, and you up it, like we're going at it, because I tell people before the match, if you want to go snug, we can go snug. I prefer it because I'd rather not have the powder puff. Non-believable.
Yeah.
You're gonna make me sell something that's not sellable, because I won't do it.
Goodness, yeah.
If you do that, I'm just going to look at you and I'm really going to hit you because you're making me look stupid, right? Because how do you say something that looks completely fake?
Goodness, yeah, yeah, exactly.
You make it all the way real.
Yes, exactly. There you go. And then, this is part two. We're blessed and honored to have you back for part two to follow up since we got disconnected at about, it was about a minute eight you got disconnected. And we were almost done. We were probably going to go under 2 hours. And then so I'm almost done with my questions here. But since the fans might not know that this is part two and only listen to this part of the show, part one was 2 days ago on the 2nd of September. And then on the 2nd, on part one, you mentioned the fans should – one of your suggestions then was, and like tonight you said they should look up footage. And 2 days ago you said that the footage they should look up was Dynamite Kid and British Bulldog, right?
Yeah, Dynamite Kid, British Bulldog, if you're one of the bigger, tougher, baller type, Bruiser Brody would be one of my go-tos. Any Bam Bam, Vader, especially Vader in Japan, oh my God.
Jeez, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The animal, man. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, and then you've worked with many tribes in many states and many countries. But like in the United States, is there any such thing as like the nation's tribes that sort of govern all of them, or is there something like that?
No. Not that I know of. Let me say that.
So
I don't want to be
state is,
incorrect.
Each, so in general, each state is its own governor situation, area type thing. I don't know. I don't know. Really.
Well,
know.
We're sovereign people.
Okay, so yes, you're right. So you basically try to all be one, right? Is that what that means?
We try.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes, you try, of course. And then, of course, one with the earth and all that. And give back to the earth, right? Jeez. My goodness.
Well, our belief system is that we own. We're like, how do you say, we're like renters. Think of it that way. We're just renting
until
we go to our next destination. Till we cross
exactly,
over.
Exactly, yeah.
We don't own none of this. This isn't ours. Mother Earth and Father Sky blessed us with this plot of land to rent. It's not ours to destroy.
Exactly. So that's why, like, when you grow something and take from it, you're not just taking from it. You're automatically giving back to it also. Exactly, yes. Okay, yeah, awesome. All right, well, I think I pretty much covered everything. And then another thing that one of the top email questions we got yesterday, the fans wanted you to remind – or some of your hardcore fans wanted to me to remind my fans to have you tell the fans what you do for your people besides the missing people. Just in general, you do so many things.
Besides feeding and bringing nutritional assistance, clothing supplies. I'll spend time with them. I'll travel states to go play a game of kickball. go to a barbecue. Spend time with the youth. Bring them my slam buddies, t-shirts, memorabilia, do meet and greets, give them someone to look up to, share with them a better way. As we grew up, we didn't have no one to look up to. We only had stupid cartoons, and the only cartoon that we had was the Indian that just got bigger.
Goodness,
he grew
taller,
right? So, the only other cartoons we got to watch were other cartoons killing us, making fun of us. And that's the really sad part. If people really think about it, you had Bugs Bunny on there shooting at us.
Yeah, goodness. Well, man,
That's how cool it was to be racist with indigenous people.
Oh, I know, geez. Well, I'm sure honored we got you on, and it's really amazing what you've done for wrestling and for your people and what you do and what you're about. And, man, I am manifesting right now that I will hopefully see you before Cauliflower Alley, because we need you up here in Washington, brother. And, of course, the whole world needs you all over the place.
If
you know?
There's any companies out there in Washington that listen to this, I've left my contact information. They can get together with me, and we could try to make that happen.
Right on. And then, awesome, we got you scheduled for October 15th for Turnbuckle Turmoil, myself and Sign Guy. And then, hey, anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
Not so much plugging or promoting. I just want I want everyone to be good to one another, really. It's hard enough out there today, how it is with the prices of everything and the way the world is running. Just take the time out to tell the people that you love them. Too many people are here 1 minute and gone next. Be good to one another. Tell each other that you love them. We've lost so many good wrestlers within the last, I mean, count them in the last year. How many?
Oh, goodness.
You know,
last week, exactly.
Just take that time. I don't I don't need to plug nothing. I've done a pretty sufficient job of that already.
Okay, and then hey, excuse me for interrupting you, but hey, man, I don't think we've plugged your merchandise enough. You have some impressive merchandise. You mentioned briefly a few things, but tell everybody what you got and how to find it.
If you want to go to my Facebook page, I have Cemetery Local Merchandise. You can find Native American beadwork. I do all sorts of jewelry, from necklaces, earrings, anything you could think of. Anything. If you want bars of soap with my face on it, I got those too. If you want T-shirts, I got T-shirts. If you want tank tops, I got tank tops. If you want clappers, I got clappers. Yeah, I got just about everything your little heart desires. If you want dream catchers, I got handmade dream catchers. I got the whole powwow right there.
Awesome. Like I was saying, they definitely needed to know that. My goodness. All right, that's cool, man. Well, man, we're so happy you came on, and then we got to have you back to follow up to get all your information. And
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man, and can't wait to have you over on Turnbuckle. And, man, I wish you all the luck in the world, man, and I enjoyed your story. I love what you're about. And, like I said, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, everyone. And then next week, the 9th, I have Y.T.Jones out of Alaska, the manager. And on the 16th, I have Kenny Hamlin. On the 23rd, I got manager Nice Man Hank Miller. Still looking to fill the 30th. And then once we do, we'll get back with you and let you know. But you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday noon Pacific. And here is the Never Were with my walk-on song, the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on song by the Never Were and Joe Love. Thank you guys so much. We love you and appreciate you.
Oh.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is.
Hey, did you,
yeah.
Was you done? I'm sorry.
No. That's our way of saying goodbye.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Then I'll just start over. All right. Thanks, brother. See ya.
All right. No problem.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike Jones, now scream!